There were three revelers, friends, who had been drinking a lot, and they came back to their hotel in New York City, and the person at the desk said, "The elevator is broken. You guys are on the 30th floor. Why don't you just sleep it off here in the lobby?" And they said, "No, we're adventuresome. We're going to walk up those flights of steps. One of my friends will tell jokes on the first 10 flights. The other one will tell stories the second 10 flights. And the last 10 flights, I will tell a sad story." And they did it. They get up to the 10th floor. The jokes are over. The guy tells stories. And they got up to the 20th floor. And to begin the sad story, the guy says, "I forgot the key." Oh, give you a chance. I didn't want to wake everybody up. I know some of you know that many churches canceled celebrations for this Sunday. We want you to be safe. Always follow your conscience and do what you think is best. If you don't want to go to church because you're afraid, don't come. When I was taught religion, they always said, there are commandments and then there are exceptions. So if you're sick, you don't go to church. If the weather is bad, you don't go to church. And if you feel because of the virus that's going around, you don't need to go to church, feel free. But here, we want to just give you one meditation today. The Christians said, why do we say, I'm going to do this or that tomorrow? We should say, if God gives me the time, because no one has tomorrow guaranteed. Now, the Christians didn't say the obvious, because we all know that. No one is guaranteed tomorrow. Because of this virus, the United States feels, and the whole world feels, very unsafe and precarious. That life is so fragile and can be taken away at any minute. But this, the early Christians said, is not an occasion for fear, but occasion for love. How can I better use the energy I have and the time that is given to me by God to help other people? When Franklin Delano Roosevelt came to be president many years ago, he had a very famous speech when the United States was in a deep financial depression. He said, "All we have to fear is fear itself." In other words, in our lives, we perhaps have many things we are afraid of, and even at times like this, when life seems so uncertain, it is all the more reason for Christians to rededicate themselves to making life better. No matter what situation you are in, it could always be worse, it could always be better. There was a story about a man who was very, very depressed, and his friend gave him a sign that said, "It will not always be like this." And sure enough, that sign inspired him with hope. And after a few weeks, he felt much better, and he was going to give the sign back to his friend. And the friend said, "No, you keep that sign. You feel good now? You feel happy? The sign still applies. It will not always be like this." So in the fluctuations of life, in happy and sad times, in difficult circumstances, and in circumstances when everything is better, the Christian should always say, this is a time for me to become a better person. This is a time for me to inspire brothers and sisters. This is a time for me to continue the journey with one another. So there is a time for fear, but there is always a time to be good in spite of what we feel and what the circumstances in life are. Because at the end of every time in our life, if you've really tried, you will see that you will have become a better person. And I repeat my mantra, which I always say, life is fair. The goal of the Christian life is not to have good things happen to you, but for you to become good. So whether times are bad or good, always say to yourself, how can I become a better woman, a better man, a better brother, a better sister, husband and wife? And at the end of your life, if you really tried hard and prayed to God, you will always become the person you wanted to be, and that will be very fair about life. Slava Iisusu Hristu!